It's the holiday season and a time when most of us look forward to the traditional music and concerts that help put us in a reflective and joyful mood. One such tradition is the Portland Youth Philharmonic's annual Concert at Christmas, which this year takes place Tuesday, December 26th at the Erling Schnitzer Concert Hall. To find out more about the Concert at Christmas, we're very fortunate to have David Hattner, musical director of the Portland Youth Philharmonic, here with us in the KBOO studios. David, thanks for coming into KBOO today.
It's great to be here, Ken.
David, first I have to tell you, I caught the Portland Youth Philharmonic's concert last month when you guys played Beethoven's Fifth. I have to say, this is not your typical high school band concert. These young musicians are absolutely incredible. Is it difficult to find such talent in Portland?
This has been going on for 94 years, so it's never easy to put such a thing together. But I think what we have is good, solid, normal talent. It's not that Portland is exceptionally more talented musically than any other city of its size. It's just that this organization has, over the years, developed a method for training an orchestra and raising expectations to a level that inspires the young people to really give everything that they have to the music in order for it to be played properly. And it's a tradition that the musicians in the orchestra have embraced consistently throughout the entire history of the orchestra, and which the conductors over the years, there have been five of us in 94 years, have taken very seriously the notion that whatever it takes to get the pieces on the stage in a highly organized and musical way, we're all willing to do that. And that's how it happens. It's not necessarily a function of talent, because any given year is more or less talented than the previous one or the next one. It's just commitment and hard work. It really is that.
And you mentioned it's your 94th season, the Portland Youth Philharmonic. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the orchestra?
Absolutely. The history actually goes back further than 94 years, because the organization was founded by a woman named Mary Dodge, who in 1910 was relocated with her husband to Harney County, Oregon.
Eastern Oregon.
Yes. Uh-huh. She went out there with her husband, who was a civil engineer. He went out there to work on some irrigation projects. And she was a trained musician and had instruments shipped out there and began teaching the young people of Harney County to play string instruments and a few other miscellaneous instruments. And before too long, they had a little orchestra, which was named the Sagebrush Orchestra. And the local ranchers were so impressed with it that they spent money in 1916 to send it to perform in both Salem and Portland, where it was written about and much discussed that from this tiny rural speck on the map, this remarkable institution had grown up. At about that point, World War I started for the United States, and the interest in it waned. And Mary Dodge returned to Portland and began teaching in the schools. She taught at Irvington School, not so far from where we are now, and created what she called Advanced Orchestra, which rehearsed actually in the attic of her house. And it got to the point where she thought it should be an organization for everybody. She found a conductor who had sort of wandered into town named Jacques Gershkovich. He was a Russian immigrant.
Just wandered into a town.
He had been working in Japan and had been forced to leave by a big earthquake. There was nothing there. So they came to the United States and somehow landed in Portland. He was doing a little teaching, and she convinced him to take on this new project, an orchestra of young people. And within a few years, it was so good that when radio networks came around, the orchestra was there to take advantage of that. And Jacques Gershkovich conducted 29 seasons of concerts before he passed away. And then Jacob Avshalomov took the orchestra over in 1954, and he stayed until 1995. And he really made sure that all the best of the Gershkovich traditions were preserved and added contemporary music to the mix. He himself was a composer, and he commissioned a lot of music for the orchestra and made recordings. And then Hugh Edwards succeeded him, Mayan Chen succeeded Hugh, and then I came along in 2008.
And one thing that really impressed me at the Beethoven concert, besides the performance itself, David, you took the time to talk to the audience about the program and, in effect, demystify classical concerts. For example, you went into the controversial subject of whether to applaud between movements in a piece or wait till the end. Do you see that as part of your role as musical director?
Well, I think what the Portland Youth Philharmonic is trying to do is become the orchestra for the people. The concerts for the people, low cost, less formal, and doing away with traditions of orchestra concerts that have really only cropped up in the last century and have turned a lot of people who are uninitiated in the rituals off. Because it's clear that there's something great about this music. It wouldn't have survived all these years. The definition of classical really has stood the test of time. That's why we talk about a classic film or a classic album or any number of things. This music still has the capability to speak to anyone who's willing to open their ears and listen to it. But what gets in the way is people being intimidated by the environment in which it's performed. It's a big hall. I don't know what to wear. I don't know when to clap. I don't know when it's over. Let's not worry about those things for our audience. Let's have them listen to the music and react naturally. So even if there was a spontaneous bunch of applause that happened during the piece, we don't necessarily want to discourage that. I experienced that once at New York's Metropolitan Opera House at a dress rehearsal where high school students were bussed in. They were playing the Barber of Seville Overture, which has a very exciting crescendo in the middle where it gets gradually louder and louder. And all the high school students thousands of them burst into applause in the middle of it because it was just so exciting.
And that seems like a good thing.
Yes, it was a perfectly natural and understandable reaction to the music. And I think when we had applause in between the movements for the Beethoven concert, it was exactly the same thing. And I'm all for it because if people want to say that they appreciate the music that you're making and that they're enjoying it, let's not stifle that. So we want everything to become less formal about our concerts, and that's why I speak to the audience in that manner and all sorts of other things. And we're working on many ways to open that experience up.
Yeah, I know. I felt a lot more relaxed after that. I'm not always quite sure where to applaud and all that. Now, your annual concert at Christmas is coming up next week. It takes place the day after Christmas on Tuesday, December 26th. Can you tell our listeners about the concert at Christmas tradition and a bit about this year's program?
Certainly. It will be a little different from the concert you attended where we performed Beethoven because that is a Portland Youth Philharmonic concert. You see one performing group that plays an entire program. The concert at Christmas, which on December 26th, that's a date we've been using for over 50 years now, is a chance to meet the Portland Youth Philharmonic Organization, which actually is 300 young musicians in four different main ensembles. So you will get to hear all of those ensembles, plus an orchestra of alumni, which meets every year for a rehearsal on December 23rd, and then a quick one on the day of the concert, and then they go out and play, which is a remarkable thing. And
These alumni are spread out all over the U.S. and maybe the world at this point?
Or? Absolutely, and they're spread out amongst all five conductors, and that's quite a remarkable thing. When we remember that Mr. Gershkovich died in 1953, we still have a few of his alumni that come back, and that's an amazing thing. So they will open the program, and then our young string ensemble, that's musicians aged 8 to 13, conducted by Inez Vogler-Belgique of the Oregon Symphony, and then our Portland Youth Wind Ensemble, which is a concert band of varying ages from junior high to high school, which I conduct also. After intermission will be the Portland Youth Conservatory Orchestra, conducted by Larry Johnson, which is a full symphony orchestra, very similar to the Portland Youth Philharmonic, which used to be called the Preparatory Orchestra, so that's its function. And then finally, the Portland Youth Philharmonic will close the concert.
And you mentioned the show, the concert will run about 2 hours or so.
It runs just about 2 hours plus this and that. And some of that is getting people on and off stage, but there's a lot of really good and exciting music making that takes place. And it's great to see on the first half, the youngest ones who have never been on the stage before go out there and they're looking and they see all those people and how big it is. It's cute all in itself to see that.
I don't know if this will throw you, David, but I'm just curious now that you mention it, what's the age of the oldest Portland Youth Philharmonic alumnus?
I'm not entirely sure, but again, we're
going back
talking
to the
close,
50s.
Right, we're talking close to at least 80 years old.
Incredible.
Because of the mathematics of it, it has to be.
Right. Now, in addition to the concert at Christmas, there's another special Portland Youth Philharmonic performance coming up in January. And that's the Voices of Light concert. That's on January 26th, again, at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. You'll be performing to a live projection of Carl Dreyer's silent film classic, I think 1928, The Passion of Joan of Arc. And it sounds like a very big production. Can you go over a little bit about who's involved in that?
Absolutely. This is the one ensemble in our organization that won't be at the concert at Christmas, Camerata PYP, which is our chamber orchestra. Nobody plays only in that group. It's extracurricular for mostly members of the Portland Youth Philharmonic and occasionally a musician from one of the other ensembles. It'll be an orchestra of about 35 and a large chorus. These are the chorus members from Portland State University under Ethan Sperry, four vocal soloists, and a women's old music ensemble in Mulieribus. So a lot of performers on stage.
All during the film itself?
Yeah. The music was written in the 1990s to accompany this particular film. Richard Einhorn, the composer, saw a print of the film at either the Metropolitan Museum or the Museum of Modern Art. I don't remember which it was. And he was inspired to write this setting of feminist poets and also some of the words of Joan of Arc. Those words are sung by the female ensemble that sing in a chant, old style, to go along with this. The work is quite beautiful and very evocative, but it in no way interferes with the artistic greatness of Carl Dreyer's film, which is a remarkable thing all to itself. I conducted this piece in New York City in 2006, and it was really one of the more dramatic and moving experiences that I've been a part of in orchestral music. I think that Portland audiences will be riveted by this, and it's a one night only, not to be missed thing.
Exactly, not to be missed.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of that, where can listeners find out more about not just this particular concert, but all Portland Youth Philharmonic shows, and then get tickets, especially for the Voices of Light? You don't want to miss out on that.
Right. All of that can be found at our website, which is portlandyouthphil.org. If you just Google Portland Youth Philharmonic, you will find it very quickly. The tickets are sold through links on the websites, and all of that is very good. And incidentally, we have no ticket fees if you buy your tickets online before coming to the hall. So that's a really good way of doing it. And as always, we are one of the great artistic bargains in town. Things are really inexpensive when you consider what artistic things in Portland are costing these days.
Well, David, happy holidays to you first, and thanks very much for coming into KBOO.
Thank you. Same to you, Ken.
We've been talking with David Hattner, musical director of the Portland Youth Philharmonic. They'll be performing their annual Concert at Christmas next Tuesday, December 26th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. The performance starts at 7:30 p.m. For concert details and tickets, you can check out their website, as David said, Portland Youth Phil. That's Portland Youth, PHIL, all one word, .org. I'm Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.